Got a name?
Hyacinthus. And don't bother. I've heard all the jokes.
So, Hortensius Novus. What's his problem?
He'd say he hadn't got one.
So why's he sent you?
He hasn't. His family have. He's got no idea I'm here.
But they're prepared to pay to solve the problem they think he's got.
Oh, yes.
Sit down, then. Take a cup of wine.
Oh, I could do with one. Is this your idea of a gracious setting for interviewing clients?
My clients are easily impressed. Here you are.
Oh, thanks.
Oh! Parnassus!
Don't you like it? Gift from a grateful client.
Oh, grateful enough. Oh.
Let's get out of business, shall we?
Yes, let's. How much do you charge?
Depends on the complexity of the case. My rates are reasonable.
And what is it you do for the Emperor?
Nothing. I don't work for him now. Is that a problem?
My people thought it was a recommendation.
I don't need one. I'll do a decent job and be discreet.
You better come to the house, then.
I was going to. I like to meet the people who are paying me. Where is it?
The Violata sector, on the Pincian.
Oh, very nice. People of rank, then.
Freedmen.
Ex-slaves. That's a first for me.
Does it make a difference?
Why should it, if their money's good? So, when shall I come, then?
Any time in the day. Hortensius Novus will be out. Ossopolia.
His wife?
No. He's not married. Not yet.
I see. I'm being hired to frighten off some gold digger?
You don't do gold diggers.
Oh, all the time. I wouldn't be where I am today without them.
They haven't got you very far. Now, if you were thinking of renting somewhere more respectable...
I could be.
Try Cossus. Letting agent on the Vicus Longus. Mention my name.
And he'll see me right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I might just do that. So the next day I went off to see my new clients. Polia turned out to be the lady of the house, and she kept me waiting. Gave me time to admire the decor. They seemed to have bought everything any fast-talking salesman had talked them into.
There you are.
The lady of the house. Worth waiting for. What a peach.
I presume you are the private informer.
Marcus Didius Falco at your service.
So, tell me about yourself, Falco. How long have you been an informer?
5 years, since I was invalided out of the legions.
Oh, nothing serious, I hope?
Nothing that prevents me from doing what I want to.
Good. Including hush-hush work for the Emperor, so Hyacinthus tells me.
I couldn't possibly comment.
What a pity. A private informer must get involved in some fascinating cases.
Occasionally. Lady, I gather there's something I may be able to help you with.
I'm sure there's all sorts of things you could help me with.
Our eyes met, lingeringly. Getting this beauty to discuss my commission was going to be hard work.
Well, if you could be more specific, it's a family problem?
A problem we want to keep out of the family.
So, the family. Who exactly lives here?
Hortensius Novus, myself, my husband, Hortensius Felix.
Your husband? Is he equally concerned about his brother's betrothal?
Oh, they're not brothers. What gave you that idea?
They have the same name. You call yourself a family.
We are a family, though we are none of us related.
But
Hortensius was our... patron's name.
Their master's name, she meant. Though, hang on a minute. She wasn't called Hortensia. That was confusing.
So, let me get this straight. Hortensius Novus and Hortensius Felix...
My husband.
Yes, I grasped that. They were both freedmen of the same household?
Yes, of course. As was I.
But your name's different.
I belong... worked for the lady of the house. I took her title. Is this relevant?
It does help if I can remember who my clients are. So, the three of you were given your release for good service. You've lived together, married, established a visibly prosperous household.
Thank you.
And now some floozy comes along and threatens this cozy setup. And you want me to get rid of her.
Exactly.
How far have things gone?
Hortensius Novus is formally betrothed.
Look, I don't want to talk myself out of a job, but is she such a threat? You don't seem short of a sestercio or two, and there's enough room in this villa for several wives.
We think she is planning to kill him.
Ah. And why should you think that?
She's buried 3 husbands already.
Bad luck?
Not for her. She left each funeral considerably richer.
Did she? So what's the merry widow's name?
Severina Zotica.
Attractive?
I don't see it. But she's persuaded 4 men to marry her.
Hmm, clever too. Does she make a secret of her past?
No. But believe me, she's dangerous.
I need to be clear what you want me to do. Start investigating her previous husband's untimely exits?
No point. There was a praetor's inquiry after her 3rd husband's death. They found nothing.
Most praetors couldn't find their way around the forum. I'll check. Does her betrothed know about her past?
Oh, yes. We made Novus ask her. She had an answer for everything.
I may still be able to frighten her away. Sometimes just being investigated will do it. She'll try and find some other mug.
Whatever it takes.
Or you could just pay her to disappear.
Fine. Money's no problem.
I'm glad to hear it. I'll check her price then.
If she has one.
Oh, she will.
You're a cynic, Falco. Don't you like women?
I love them.
Anyone in particular?
Oh, I'm very particular.
That's not what we heard.
You heard wrong.
I only ask because I'm wondering if you'll be safe from Severina's wiles.
She won't try anything with me. All my bank box contains is my birth certificate and a few suffocated moths. So we agreed on my fee, and I went off to do a bit of investigating. I wanted to find out more about the Hortensius setup. I had passed a sweetmeat stall on the way up to the house. I had the feeling that Polia might be a girl with a sweet tooth. I was right. The stallholder knew the family well.
I knew them when Norvus was a kitchen sweeper and Felix was a mule driver.
And the lovely Polia?
The hairdresser.
She'd obviously saved her tips.
Aye, they'd always had an eye for the main chance.
What line of business are they in now?
I don't know. Whatever it is, there's better than selling cakes. You wouldn't believe the rent.
I left him grumbling about his rent and went to see the praetor, or at least his clerk. He might have the wit to realise, which is more than his boss had, that it was unlikely Severina had lost 3 wealthy husbands through pure bad luck. His name was Lucius. Some clients of mine are worried about a professional bride named Severina.
Ah, yes, I remember her.
You do?
I should. The 3 previous husbands lived in 3 different sectors of the city, so I had to cope with 3 disorganised officials sending me 3 sets of local details.
You're obviously the man I need to see. What can you tell me?
What do you want to know?
Basically, did she do it?
She did it.
That's not what your boss thought.
And he wouldn't recognise a boil on his bum.
So what's she like, this Severina?
Nothing special. They're always the ones who cause the trouble.
They are.
Plus, she's a redhead.
I might have known.
From Thrace, via Cyprus, Egypt and Mauritania. Imported here from the big slave market at Delos.
You are well informed.
I interviewed her. It was quite an experience.
So how did she end up in Rome?
She was brought by a bead threader. Juan Moscus had a shop in the Sabara.
Did the decent thing and married her? How long did his wedded bliss last?
A couple of years.
Problems?
Not that anyone noticed.
Until he caught the ferry to Hades. What happened to him?
He died of heat watching a gladiator show.
Oh, no hat.
Or too stupid to sit in the shade.
Or his seat wasn't under an awning. Did Severina buy the ticket?
No. One of his male slaves.
She weep and wail when he'd gone?
I don't think she's the type.
And he'd liked her enough to leave her everything.
He was an old man. She was 16.
Sounds genuine. Could just have been heart failure.
It could.
Might have given her ideas, though.
That too.
So who was the next lucky bridegroom?
An apothecary.
Interesting. How did he die?
Choked on one of his cough lozenges.
You'd have thought he'd have been more careful. How long had he lasted?
It took him a year to get her to the altar.
Playing hard to get, huh? Clever.
Or plucking up her courage. He was dead within 3 months.
Was she there when he choked?
Oh, yes. Devoted couple.
So she tried to revive him.
Of course. Yeah, so out of that, she got 3 shops and the family farm.
And a working knowledge of poisons. Then what?
Number 3 was Critias Fronto. Imported savage animals for Nero's arena shows, amongst other things.
Like what?
floor shows for private dinner parties.
Naked women...